Hello, and welcome to a podcast from Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory. Australia's Tasmanian devils are dying. What's killing them are transmissible cancers that grow on their face or inside their mouths. A team of scientists from the United States and Australia has been racing to find out where these cancers come from, or in other words, find the cancer's cellular origins. And now the team has an answer. Here to tell us about this exciting and potentially devil-saving discovery is Dr. Elizabeth Murchison, a scientist at Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory and the Australian National University who led the team. Dr. Murchison, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
So first, could you please tell us a bit about these devil cancers?
Sure. The devil's cancer was first observed in Tasmanian devils by a wildlife photographer back in 1996. It's a transmissible cancer that's rapidly spreading through most of the devil's habitat. At the current rate of spread and population decline, the disease could cause devils to become extinct in the wild within 50 years. This disease is very unusual because it's spread by animal to animal by the physical transfer of living cancer cells. So when devils bite each other, which they frequently do when they're fighting and mating, they transfer cancer cells into the bite wounds inflicted by their sharp teeth. So when this happens, instead of being rejected by the immune system, the cancer cells are able to continue to grow in the next devil without inducing an immune reaction. So this process is really like an organ transplant, except that instead of an organ, it's a cancer that's being transplanted.
So what has your team found now about where this cancer comes from?
Well, we looked at the devil's cancer's DNA to find out. First of all, we collected devil tumours from around Tasmania, and we found that all the cancers shared the same devil DNA markers. And this confirms the idea that the cancer arose from a single devil and did not instead originate in another species and then jump into the devil. What we really wanted to know was what tissue did the cancer come from? Because just by looking at them, the cancer cells don't really give many clues about where they came from. So we compared the gene switched on in the tumor with the gene switched on in a number of other devil tissues and looked for a match. We were really quite surprised by what we found, which was that the tumor expressed genes that are normally only active in a special type of cell found in the nervous system called a Schwann cell. Schwann cells are normally found only in the peripheral nervous system, and their normal role is to protect nerves. So what we think now is that the cancer first started from a Schwann cell that accumulated mutations and became cancerous. We think that this Schwann cell cancer probably arose in a single devil that lived and died about 20 years ago, but its cancer has lived on by being transmitted between devils.
That's really interesting. So now that you know the cancer's genetic profile, how is this information going to help you save the devils?
Well, we've used the gene profile of the devil's cancer to design a diagnostic test for the disease. Devils can get all sorts of different types of cancers. Just like humans, they can get breast cancer, leukemia, and other types of cancer that arise from the body's own tissues, especially in old age. Sometimes it can be difficult to tell the difference between these other types of cancer and the transmissible cancer. So our diagnostic test can now help us to tell for sure whether or not a devil has this transmissible cancer.
I see. So what's the next step for your team?
Well, now that we know that the devil's transmissible cancer comes from a Schwann cell, we want to define the exact mutations that cause this disease and use this information to design a vaccine or therapy for the disease. We're also hoping to learn how the disease is evolving, because this may help us to understand how the disease is moving through the devil's population, and also to help us to protect devils that are not affected by the disease. So really, just in summary, it's a race against time to find a cure for the devil and save them from extinction. Our work has now given us a genetic catalogue of genes to find a cure or vaccine, but there's still a long way to go, and the clock is ticking.
Well, I sure hope you beat the clock. Good luck to you and your team, and thanks again for telling us about this very exciting discovery.
Thanks.